Well, there's still saber-rattling in Eastern Europe. Russian troops are still on the Ukraine border, while the Americans have sent tens of thousands of soldiers into neighbouring countries. And as a backdrop to it all, yesterday we saw a political love-in between China and Russia. Solidarity, it seems. Keith Suter from the Global Directions think tank, I thought Russia and China didn't like each other.
Absolutely. But the slogan is, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So both countries have fallen out with the United States. So it's actually their mutual animosity towards the United States which has put these two unlikely countries together. They've got deep-seated fears of each other. And, of course, there is also a territorial dispute.
Yeah.
With one country occupying some of the land of another one going back over 100 years. So, there's no great love lost, but at the same time, given the American attitude towards both of those countries for different reasons, that's why you've got that very friendly meeting yesterday.
Yeah. So what's the mindset in Russia, mate? How's their worldview driving the Ukraine situation?
It's very difficult ever to work out what goes on in Russia because there's no free media. I think there are some Russians who are very proud of the fact that the country is once again being taken seriously. It was off the world scene for a decade as it fell into chaos. Under Putin, in the last 20 years, they've bounced back and they're now being taken seriously. And so I guess there is some pride in the fact that they are now being seen as more of a problem, so to speak, for the Americans. On the other hand, ordinary Russians are not benefiting from this crisis. They've got severe economic issues. And so they're not seeing an improvement in their standard of living, having this confrontation.
So are there hawks in the Kremlin who'd like to invade?
Oh, I think there are probably some. But there are also, you've got others who are saying, well, look, we've got to be very careful. If we do try to invade, there's a huge disparity in terms of population. 140 million Russians as against about 40 million Ukrainians. But the Ukrainians are well-armed and they're well-motivated. It will not be an easy campaign. Remember, the Soviet Union learned from Afghanistan that you can invade a country, but it's much more difficult to occupy.
Yeah.
And that'll be the Russian problem. How are they going to win friends and influence people in order to remain within Ukraine? Will Putin see some of his soldiers having to return home in body bags? And that's certainly bad for his point of view.
I'm talking with Keith Suter. Keith, NATO, a relic of the Second World War, is it still needed?
Well, it's bouncing back. It's had a new lease of life, thanks to Putin. Remember, the object of NATO was to keep the Russians out, the Americans in, and the Germans down. And so that meant you keep the Russians out of Western Europe, you keep the Americans involved in world affairs, because a great fear in 1945, as the Americans would once again become isolationist, as they did after World War One, and then you want to keep the Germans down. Now, what happened is that at the end of the Cold War, they'd kept the Russians out, they'd kept the Americans engaged in world affairs, and the Germans are now very peaceful people. They're not going to start another World War. So there were people saying, well, look, let's wind up NATO. And NATO managed to keep going. This is the power of the military-industrial complex. But it just limped along without any real role. It got involved in Afghanistan, which is nowhere near the North Atlantic. But it had no real role in life because it lost its main enemy.
Yeah.
Now, suddenly, its enemy is back on the scene. So, a lot of NATO people say it's just like old times. They're rubbing their hands with glee.
So what's your prediction, mate? How's the situation going to play out with Ukraine?
The worry always is the risk of accidental warfare. So even if both sides decide they're going to have to back down, there's always the risk of some young soldier triggering a conflict. So you've always got to keep that in the back of your mind. Now, the obvious thing to do would be for NATO to say they will not accept Ukraine as a member of NATO, and for the Russians to withdraw their forces. That's the obvious way out of it. But both sides are now just digging in. They've got the Americans deploying troops to the Baltic states and Poland. There are no American troops in Ukraine, but there are a lot of items of ammunition and weaponry going into Ukraine. So it's a very, very much a flashpoint sort of situation for the next few weeks.
God bless you, mate. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Thank you.